Weather Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Flood victims are calling for urgent help after many spent Christmas sleeping in their cars or under their houses, while emergency housing pods built specifically for them stand empty on the side of the road. The Daily Telegraph found 10 empty purpose-built pods on the roadside, just 4 kilometres from the centre of Lismore, where Julia Melvin is still living in her car under her flood-damaged home. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. As an emotional sea of zinc-covered faces and floppy hats engulfed the MCG in honour of Shane Warne, the legend's son Jackson had a message for others who have lost a loved one. "You're going to be okay, just keep going," he said. Speaking with his own floppy hat on during the tea break, Jackson reflected on the outpouring of love and emotion he had received alongside sisters Brooke and Summer since their father's death in Thailand in March. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A Sydney woman who was bashed, stalked and abused for months after meeting a man on a dating app is calling for more to be done to prevent him from accessing his next victim. The woman, who asked not to be named out of fear of retribution, said she experienced both psychological and physical abuse at the hands of the man she met on Tinder and who she believed could still be lurking on the platform. And Sydney plans to party like it's 2019. With this New Year's Eve being the first without COVID restrictions in 3 years, hospitality venues have been overwhelmed, with demand from revelers keen to celebrate to the max, with many Sydney-siders choosing to do so in luxe style. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.